Welcome to the Business Spotlight. Today we've got Rebecca Worsley with us from Rainy City Agency. And Rebecca's story is pretty cool. So she helps businesses, specifically e-commerce businesses, really blow up and expand on Shopify. Very niched business, but the results she's getting is incredible. Now I don't want to share too much of Rebecca's story because that's what she's here to do. Rebecca, welcome to the Business Spotlight.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. So, Rebecca, tell us about the history of your company. How did you get started and how's the journey been since you initially incorporated the company, what, 7, 8 years ago?
Yeah, so we're going to be 7 this year. I think taking it back a little bit before I initially started, I graduated from uni doing international fashion marketing, joined the wonderful world of fast fashion, working as a merchandiser, and always kind of like never really fully loved being managed by other people. I'd usually find if I didn't get, you know, the growth that I wanted, or I couldn't kind of see what my next steps were, I was kind of like zoned out right onto the next. So in the background, I was always kind of working on, you know, little side hustles, little projects, like trying to learn Amazon FBA was one of them. I did one where I imported jewelry from China and used to sell it at markets on the weekend. I just kind of always did little things separately. And at the time, my boyfriend would just kind of learn how to do Facebook ads. And it was kind of like this growing, exciting industry that was pretty untapped and was drop shipping a few products. So he said, like, quit your job, let's move to Barcelona, let's do something together, like you're making decent money with these markets, we can do it over there. I was like, yeah, why not? Okay, moved to Barcelona, struggled selling on the jewelry markets there because I couldn't speak any Spanish, and most of the clients were Spanish, so it didn't work out too well. And we kind of got to a point where, you know, we looked in the bank account and we didn't have much money left. I think we was like less than a grand. We had no income coming in. And we was like, oh God, what are we going to do? Like, we really need to figure this out now. And we'd done like little other drop shipping models since we'd moved there. But nothing really stuck, nothing really brought out, you know, the revenue that we needed to kind of live abroad and live the party lifestyle that Barcelona has to offer. So we both sat in separate rooms and we both said, right, we need to find a supplier. We need to find someone that's not in China now, though we can drop ship the product still, but the customers are getting, you know, quick lead times. There's no kind of complaints about delays and waiting, and it's just starting to build more of a proper brand. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of searched and I ended up finding this supplier in New Jersey, and he was sold t-shirts, and they was all licensed Army, Marines, Second Amendment, like really graphic, bold t-shirts. And so we contacted him and he said, yeah, sure, I'll give you a chance. And built this really basic website on Shopify. And by month two, we was like turning over like 175K through these dropshipping of these t-shirts. Like, they absolutely loved them. And all this time, like, I'm managing like the website, I'm managing all these social media comments of everyone, you know, on these ads saying like, Semper Fi, brother, Semper Fi. And I'd be replying and I thought, God, I bet if they found out that this was a girl from Manchester responding to all these army comments, they'd be like, what the hell? And yeah, that kind of got us introduced to like having more of a brand, but again, didn't know how to build properly. So I started a skincare brand, and to pay for that, I started designing people's websites for them for like $100, $200. And it got to the point, I think I did 10K one month, and I was like, you've got to decide now. Do you want to go down the brand route where, you know, you're managing influencers, you've got to try and build and organically build a skincare brand, or do you want to do something that's a little bit more fast paced? And I thought, yeah, I really am enjoying this web work. So that was when we moved back from Barcelona. We went to Thailand for a few months and I started to join freelance platforms. So I started on StoreTask and it was just me and a VA. And yeah, just really kind of got stuck into it. And that was like the start of Rainy City Agency, the 17th of November, 2017. And that was when I got my first project on StoreTasker, and it was for a platform migration. I remember the brand, it was a Dubai company, and I charged $900. And I was like, oh my God, do I think I can charge this amount for doing it? That's like crazy. And I did it. And then it just kind of snowballed from there, really. Like, you know, obviously moved away from the freelancer platforms, like built up the staff and the team members, and now we're at 25 people. We're a Shopify Plus partner. We did our first year over $1 million last year, and you know, maintained a great profit margin. And then the goal is to do, you know, the same again this year. So it is a bit crazy when I kind of think back, and you know, I'm not a dev, I'm not a designer, but yeah, it's a fun world to be in.
It sounds, you look like you're having so much fun doing this and telling the story, and I was having fun listening to the story because you're having so much fun. So what would you say, Rebecca, is, and there was a couple of defining moments there, weren't there? The first time that you'd sold the t-shirts and they really blew up to, you know, the ex-Marines and the military guys. And then that defining moment where you'd got the order from the company in Dubai, your first one where you was charging a decent ticket. But what would you say, if you're advising someone else now who's starting a new business, or if you went into something else yourself, if you started another company, what would you say have been the biggest contributors to your growth, and what would you do to try and replicate that if you were advising someone or starting a company again?
I think like it's really about like staying like true to like yourself in business, like, you know, how you approach people, how you work with your vendors, number one, your clients, your staff, and how you kind of build that circle around you, I think is really important. I think, you know, one of the big things for me was always making sure that I had great company culture, and that when people joined the agency, they didn't want to leave, because it's not great as a vendor for someone if they've got like a constant turnover of, you know, new people that's their point of contacts at your agency or your company. And I've worked in places in the past where the company culture was shocking and no one wanted to be there. And I thought, I never want that to happen, you know, for my team and for when I kind of build something out. And also like remaining like approachable as well, I think is really important for people, and being genuinely enthusiastic about what you're doing, because it's so clear to see, like, if someone's not really, you know, enthusiastic about your project or your business, like, you know, they're not going to be as bought into the idea of working with you otherwise if you can't provide that.
Yeah, that's so true, isn't it? Love that. The big thing that I heard there is be true to yourself, whether that's with your customers, your team, your suppliers even. Yeah, I really like that. I think that's a great little message to take away. So, okay, so let's say, what would you say have been the biggest challenges? What would you say has been most difficult in terms of growing the business and getting to the point where you are now?
I think like it's like about all that balance. So it's like that organic growth that you're going to naturally experience, but then, you know, you've got to still support the brands that you've been supporting for that amount of time. Like, they can't, it's not their fault that you're growing quickly. So you've got to make sure that you can facilitate that growth on each side as well. Obviously, most people want to kind of grow the business. So what are you doing to get there, and how is everyone, you know, playing a part in that puzzle to make sure that you're not growing too fast where you can't service people to the right standard, or you're not growing fast enough that you're not bringing in the revenue to kind of support, you know, your growth plans. I think it's all about trying to find that kind of growth balance. Yeah, I'd say that was one of the trickiest things, especially in like the earlier days as well, where you're kind of transitioning away from having like freelancers and virtual assistants to like bringing in like your first UK employees and, you know, kind of building out that team in your home ground. I think that was the hardest part, because it's quite scary at the beginning.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's a lot of fear to overcome, isn't there, the beginning of the journey. And what, looking forward then, what are your future plans? What are the big goals that you guys have got moving forward over the next 2, 3, 5 years?
Just to keep on being able to service like the brands in the way that we do, but obviously keep on increasing like our market share. So, you know, like I said, like this year, our plans are to double revenue from last year, keeping that profit margin as well, I think is really important. Like, a lot of agencies and brands can sometimes grow, and then they'll forget about, you know, the thing that's actually bringing in the money, which is, you know, the profit. That's what's going to make your cash balance go up. So maintaining that profit margin, keep on growing, but then also working on some other areas. So we're building out like a theme component library that will help build projects faster, and give like the brands a lot more choices they're kind of building out, so we can be more of that strategic partner and spend less time building, more time in the strategy side of things. We also do a ton of events every month, more or less. We start off and it'll be, okay, we're going to do 10 events this year, and then each month some new opportunity will come up, and then by the end of it, before we know, I think this year we've got like 30 events on. Which are great fun. Like, they're, I'd say, one of my favorite parts of running the agency. So we do like breakfast mornings, we do brand retail dinners, we do big meetups as well. So really kind of catering to all different people on their like e-commerce growth journey. So kind of doing all of that with the events and watching the team keep on growing and, you know, expanding with their knowledge as well. It's, yeah.
Oh, wow. That does. It sounds incredible. And so when you're looking forward to that growth and taking market share and doubling revenue, what would you say looking forward? What would you say the biggest challenges are that you guys are feeling now in regards to that growth?
I'd say it's like, you know, making sure that the clients are at the forefront of what we're doing. Like, that is the hardest part, because you can be so busy working on like your internal processes, and as you know, that growth jump as well, from even from having like 10 members of the team now up to 25, like that's a massive difference. Like, it's a lot of people management now for me. So it's all about like how I'm looking after the team and how they're growing and how they're developing. And sometimes I think it can feel a little bit like firefighting as a business owner, because you deal with one thing and then something else comes up again, and it's like, oh my God, am I ever going to catch a break? And I think a lot of people feel like that, and it's so common. I think everyone comes across them, don't they? And it's like, oh, something else is an issue. Like, when can it just be happy again? You know, back when it was just me on my own.
Yeah, and it's, well, you're that kind of size, aren't you? Where you, over the process, you keep bringing people in. It's got to, all roads have got to stop leading to you, haven't they? And that can be quite alien, can't it, as a business owner, when you've gone from it being you and you doing everything, so you know that everything's spot on, to, oh wow, actually, the team really need to take ownership now. They need to own this stuff and stop needing to pick up the phone to me and bringing everything back to you. So what a great challenge and opportunity at the same time.
Yeah, it's good fun, isn't it? It's always something new to deal with.
Yeah, and you see it, don't you? It's this. You just mentioned this around the one of the challenges that you were facing with time and firefighting. It's interesting because, all you know, different businesses are different industries and everyone's got their own character, but it seems that every business goes through the same challenges about the same time, whether it's they get to this point in revenue or this point in staff members, and they go through the same challenges and then overcome them and go into the next growth stage, and oh, there's the same challenge in this period. It's really interesting. So, but also helpful, because things like this help people go, ah, okay, it's not just me, and gives them a little bit to pull through it. So I suppose last question is this then. If you could only leave one piece of advice to our viewers that were watching this and wanted to grow, bearing in mind they could be in any industry, what piece of advice would you pass on?
I think having the right people around you is so important. Especially like when, you know, for us now, like we're at that level where we need to have like other directors kind of supporting in the different roles, like in particular like operations for us, and having someone who is like your right hand that you can really gel with, that you can really like, they're a part of this vision just as much as you are, and they see what you want to do, and they know kind of how to get you there. I think as a business owner, sometimes you can be someone that is great at actioning things and then someone that's great at like envisioning where you want to be, and I'm that more that visionary style. I know where I want to be, but I don't actually know how to get there. So having the right people around you can kind of really help guide and advise you, because it can be quite lonely, like being like a founder or a business owner. Like, you know, you've really got to surround yourself with good people that can kind of give you that right advice. And, you know, it's fine to make mistakes and it's fine to mess things up. Like, it's not always going to be the right decision that you make. So you just got to go with it and don't really live with any regrets, I would say.
Oh, that is great advice. It's fine you make mistakes. It's fine you mess things up. Just learn from it and don't let it hold you back. Brilliant.
Yeah, you look back and laugh at it in 5 years' time.
It's like that, isn't it? It's like this problem that feels like the biggest thing in the world now. 5 years, you might not even remember it. Never mind
You'll
the.
wish you had that problem again
Yeah, I wish I
then.
had problems like that. So, oh, brilliant, Rebecca, I've enjoyed this so much. How do our viewers get in touch with you if they've got any more questions?
Yeah, LinkedIn, super active on there. Or have a look at our website, which has recently been redone. So yeah.
Great. What's the website?
Rainycityagency.com.
Beautiful. Guys, if you're in e-commerce, you're looking at growing, you're looking to scale, you need Rebecca on team. So Rebecca, thank you. Well, like you said, actually, put great people around you and you've just seen the character of this wonderful woman. So Rebecca, thank you so much for taking the time out to share your learnings about running a business with our viewers.
Oh, thanks for having me.